With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood idea fixer. Today we're diving into something super important, overcoming those pesky negative thoughts and self-doubt that can really drag us down. Ever felt like you're stuck in a loop of account, I'm not good enough, or this is too hard? You know that feeling when your inner critic starts running wild, making everything seem impossible? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We don't have to let those negative voices win. This isn't just about being positive for the sake of positivity. It's about building genuine confidence and resilience, the kind that helps you bounce back from setbacks, chase your dreams with gusto, and truly live life on your terms. So, strap in, because over the next few minutes, we're going to arm ourselves with some serious mental weaponry to tackle those negative thoughts head on. Firstly, recognize those thought patterns. Negative thoughts often sneak in disguise as facts. I always mess things up, nobody likes me, or I'm not talented enough. But remember, just because a thought pops into your head doesn't make it true. Think of it like spam email, you wouldn't believe everything in that inbox, right? So, when those negative thoughts arrive, take a step back and ask yourself, is this really factual? What evidence do I have to support this? Next up, challenge those negative assumptions. If your brain says I can't do this, try flipping it around. Think, okay, maybe I haven't done this before, but that doesn't mean I can't learn and grow. Embrace the possibility of growth and learning, because that's where real strength comes from. Now, let's talk about reframing those thoughts. Instead of dwelling on what you perceive as your weaknesses, focus on your strengths and accomplishments. What are you good at? What have you achieved that you're proud of? Remind yourself of your past successes, they're powerful reminders of your capabilities. Remember, self-care is crucial when battling negativity. Taking care of your physical and mental well-being gives you the resilience to face those tough thoughts head-on. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you feel good physically and mentally, it's easier to combat negative thinking patterns. Finally, don't be afraid to seek support. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or mentor. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and provide valuable perspectives. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. There are people who care about you and want to help. Let me paint a picture. Imagine Sarah, an aspiring writer battling self-doubt. She constantly tells herself she's not talented enough to be published. Those negative thoughts start to spiral, making her avoid writing altogether. But then she remembers our chat today. Sarah starts recognizing those thoughts for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. She challenges them by reminding herself of times when her writing received positive feedback. She also starts practicing self-care, going for walks in nature, journaling her feelings, and connecting with other writers for support. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence grows. She starts writing again, embracing the joy of creating, and eventually, she submits her work to a literary magazine. Guess what? She gets accepted. By challenging those negative thoughts and taking care of herself, Sarah achieved her dream. Remember, overcoming negative thoughts and self-doubt is an ongoing journey. It's about being kind to yourself, recognizing your strengths, and learning to reframe those pesky inner voices into supportive ones. You are capable of amazing things, don't let those doubts hold you back. So, what's one thing you can do today to start challenging those negative thoughts? Maybe it's writing down 3 things you're grateful for, practicing a positive affirmation in the mirror, or simply taking a moment to acknowledge your strengths. Go ahead, take that first step, I know you can do it. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words of encouragement. Until next time, keep brainstorming. Keep growing, and most importantly, keep believing in yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.